Hello and welcome to episode 7 of That's What She Said, the fraud episode. So today, what we're talking about is fraud, and we're going to talk about how to identify those feelings within yourself, how to feel into them, and then how to ignore when fraud with a capital F pops up. So when I say fraud, I don't mean like Bernie fucking Madoff. I just mean this voice in your head that says that you are a fraud and people are going to figure it out. So the voice might sound like you're not enough. You just aren't enough. You're not skinny enough. You're not smart enough. You're not successful enough to be saying what you're saying or talking about what you're talking about. At some level, fraud says you don't deserve to have what you have. You don't deserve to be doing what you're doing. Or this feels too good and you haven't earned it. That's what fraud says. Fraud will also say you don't have the credentials to do this. So it'll say that you need a degree, you need a paper, you need a licensing, you need a certification, you need 6 years experience, you need more TPS reports filled out. There is some reason that you are not qualified to do the thing you're doing. Consider that a degree is not going to change the way you feel, because you can get a degree in whatever it is fraud says you need a degree in, but then you could also get a degree in something else, and you could get certified in something else, and you could take classes in something else. And so that constant pursuit of, when I have X credential, I will feel like I am not a fraud, is not true. It's just not the way it is. Like, there's no way to say you are for sure the most qualified, because there's also no way to weigh life experience against those things that you get from pieces of paper. So tell a Holocaust survivor that they need to take a course in grief and grief counseling. And it's just like, no, they understand grief at this level that is so profound and horrible. And they could also take a class in counseling, absolutely. But they know things that you can't possibly learn from books or college or degrees. So consider that you know things that you can't possibly learn from books or from degrees. So if you want to talk about giving birth and that process, there's all sorts of things that you can do. You can become a midwife, you can become a doula, you can learn, you can do birth photography, you can do all sorts of things. Or you could give birth to 5 kids and do those things. So there's a certain amount of life experience that counts that we don't have any way to quantify in society, and that is important to realize. So when your fraud kicks in and says you don't have the credentials, you often have the life experience that would take the place of or only really supplement those credentials. Fraud says you are going to lose everything if you keep going. So they are going to figure you out, and then you will be in trouble. They're going to figure out that you don't have the degrees. They're going to figure out that you're telling the truth, but that it's not good enough. Nothing is good enough, and you're going to lose everything, and they're going to figure it out. Fraud is also going to say everyone else has it figured out. So somewhere, everyone else got the manual, or is at the secret meeting when they teach you how to adult, or everyone else knows how to handle this situation that you're currently facing, whatever it is. So they would know how to get GMOs out of cafeteria foods in 3 easy steps, or they wouldn't need a therapist to handle this problem, or they wouldn't hide from the world for 3 days because of that one mean email. They would handle it, and they would handle it so much better than you because they have it figured out. That is fraud talking. No one has it figured out. We are all making it up as we go along. Nobody got the video of what's going to happen tomorrow, and nobody got to watch it today, so we know exactly what to do tomorrow. No, there is no secret manual on how to adult. There are no solutions to lots of problems in the world. There are lots of ideas about solutions and no actual solutions. No one else is free of this burden we have as humans of making it up as we go along. That's the only way to do it. Otherwise, we just dig in our heels, we stall, and we don't grow. If you're choosing to grow, you're choosing to improvise. That's just the way it is. Fraud says you should, and then fill in the blank with what you do in no way relating to what you're currently doing and being a complete and utter distraction. So before you start a podcast, you should lose 10 pounds. That's just fraud trying to distract you, okay? Because think about it. Podcast is audio. Like, it's not like you're going to be videotaped. Even if you are going to be videotaped, fraud is going to distract you with like, well, you know what? You have a zit, so you can't do that this week. You should just sit and wait until next week before you do this. Because anyway, like, nobody cares what you're doing anyway, because you're a fucking fraud and no one wants to listen. fraud whenever it comes up, however it comes up. You aren't enough. You don't have the credentials. You're going to lose everything. Everyone else has it figured out. You should. Fraud is inviting you to feel worthy of living life exactly as you are, which is like the hardest thing to do. You don't need to be more or try harder or do better to be worthy of what you've got in front of you. You are not an imposter who's minutes away from being called out as the world's greatest scam artist. You are not a fraud more than any of us humans are frauds. We are acting on the information we have at the time to do the best job we know how. As long as you are not actively looking to connive or con, you are not a fraud. These are just normal human thoughts that come up, that keep us safe, that keep us stuck, that keep us from moving forward and growing as humans. Especially if you do anything artistic or creative, fraud is going to say you totally need a degree in fine arts and then you need to have like a gallery show or 12. And you're just, you know what, you're not enough and everybody else has this whole thing figured out and you don't. So feel into now, so that's identifying, that's what fraud says, that's what it looks like. What does fraud feel like? So two ways to do this. First, identify what triggers fraud. There are situations, there are people, and there are circumstances that trigger fraud. What are they for you? For me, it's anytime I step into a new realm in my business. So we can talk about marketing, we can talk about spirituality. If we talk about marketing and spirituality as one thing, then I'm a fraud. Because now we're stepping into new territory. And it's just a trigger that happens with new territory. It has nothing to do with being a fraud. It might be people. When you compare yourself to X, you feel like a fraud. That's a very natural thing to have happen. Or when someone shames you about who you are or what you're doing, you feel like a fraud. I call it the mother-in-law complex. That if you imagine like the most evil mother-in-law in the world who is just completely and totally pessimistic about everything you're doing, that's the voice of fraud. If you have those people, do your best to avoid them. Or there are circumstances in which you feel like a fraud. It's every Tuesday when you're really tired and you know that the deadline is on Wednesday and you just are sure that you're not going to be able to pull it out this time. That just identify, this is the situation, this is the person, this is the circumstance. This is what triggers that those feelings of fraud in me. And especially those words in my head that I can identify now and say, like, dude, whoa. And then how does fraud feel in your body? So when you feel like, you know what, I'm not enough to pull this off. I don't have it in me. And everybody else can have it because I just can't do this right now. How does that feel in your body? For me, that feels like a deep heaviness in my chest, all the way into my belly, and it feels like it's just like a weight that's sucking me down and making me pull my body forward. For you, just pay attention to, if I say you just feel like you, if I say you are not enough, you are never going to do this, you are going, even if you succeed, you're failing because everyone knows that you're lying and you're a fraud. You should totally lose 20 pounds, because otherwise you're not even worthy of having what you have. How does that feel in your body? Does it make your elbows tingle? Does it make your chest heavy? Does it make you feel swirly? How do your knees feel? Your knees might feel a little bit weak. Does any part of your body go warm when I say those things? Does any part of your body go cold when I say those things? You might go numb in your hands. You might get a rush of blood to your hands. The color might drain from your cheeks. You might blush with that sort of like the wash of shame sort of thing. Your feet might feel really tingly. They might feel warm. They might feel like they've been soaked in water. They might feel numb. Just pay attention to body cues of all kinds. Often in your belly, in your solar plexus, right above your belly button. That's a prime one for where this hits. And that way, when you hear it in your head or when you feel it in your body, you can identify it and like, bam, okay. Now, if we know what it is and we know how it feels, we can safely say, okay, that's great. We're going to ignore it. So instead of engaging and trying to make a logical argument with the voice in your head, you ignore. Instead of trying to not feel whatever fraud makes you feel, you can feel it, just breathe through it and ignore. It will pass. You have permission to make it up as you go along. That's what fraud wants to tell you. You do not have permission to do, and you do. You have permission to make it up as you go along, whatever it is and whatever it looks like. So your marketing calendar might say that August 22nd is for mailing thank you notes and working on catching up on editing your images. But if a local person wants to have coffee or a former client wants to talk about giving you a new job, be flexible. You can write a thank you note after coffee. You can make it up as you go along. Likewise, you might think you don't know how to do X, Y, or Z, but neither did any of us at any point. I'm pretty sure that every mother that's about to give birth thinks that she does not know what to do. And somehow, your body knows what to do, you have people around you who know what to do, and you figure it out. The same thing applies in your business. There is no hardcover book on Facebook that applies by the time it's printed because the technology changes so often. That's because Facebook is making it up as they go along. So you can read the latest blog posts about Facebook stuff to learn that. You can pick up a business book at the library to talk about accounting or astrophysics or whatever it is you're interested in. You can have a meeting with an accountant to finally understand sales tax or to get help with creating a personal budget. You can educate yourself without getting caught up in the tide of perfection that says you don't know enough, you'll never know enough, you're a fraud. Because it's not the case. So get out there and create your perfect business, whatever that is, whatever that looks like, whatever that entails. If you can marry your love of astrophysics to your love of spirituality and your love of liturgy and also talk about what the barrel of a gun tastes like, then you are an amazing individual. And that would be Mike McArgue, actually. That's his name, Science Mike. It's this perfect marrying of all of these elements of your life and bringing them together. And fraud says that's not okay because that looks like something the world doesn't know yet. Good. Good, make it up. You have permission to ignore that voice in your head that says you're a fraud. You have permission to change the station, just be like, nope, not listening to that. You have permission to share that voice with other people who are inevitably gonna say me too. That is the number one reaction that happens. It starts with, you know, I feel this way and it's really terrible and this is the voice that's going through my head, and other people will say me too. You expect judgment. You expect them to say, oh, that never happens to me. If they say that, they're lying. Inevitably, they will say me too, and they'll tell you about their voice, and you go back and forth, and you have a moment of humanity with the person you decide to share that with. You also have permission to tell fraud to fuck right the fuck off. It is fear in more sturdy clothing, and it serves no purpose. No purpose. Fraud serves no purpose. It just wants you to stop making it up. It's fear is like the cat that does not want to get in the bathtub. That's like, nope, this is not happening. This is not happening. This is my best defense against getting in this bathtub that is new experience and that is growth and moving forward. So stop it. Just stop listening to that voice. It doesn't have anything good to say, and it never, ever will. And then, regardless of which voices are in your head right now, go for the little win. You know what? You don't have time to do it the perfect way. It would take 6 years to write a novel at your pace. It's going to take 6 months to make a single painting with that little time you steal away. The graphic designer you want has a 1-year wait list. All true. And yet, sometimes the answer is to just do it. To go for the little win. You can go the Pinteresting route and take 8 steps to create a gallery wall in your house, or you can eyeball it and just start hammering. You can make an editorial calendar for the next 6 months, or you can write a blog post and publish it today. You can plan your whole year around the new brand or product or service or novel you're going to create, or you can hammer out a first draft. You can dream and scheme and ponder and consider until you're blue in the face and you've exhausted every member of your immediate family with your plans, or you can show them what you did today. You wrote 300 words. You mailed 4 letters. You wrote your next newsletter. You decided to pay yourself with your business. Get it live. Get it moving. There is virtue in getting it done. There is momentum in progress, no matter how small. There is untold energy in moving through fear and fraud and doubt and uncertainty. Pick up the hammer, the pen, the trowel, the tablet, the notebook, the camera, the tools, and begin. Go for the little win. May you, today and every day, go for the little win. May you learn to make it up as you go along, and may you learn to avoid the voice of fraud entirely. It is always a liar. Your feedback is welcome. Brandcamponline@gmail.com is my email address. Talk to me. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you'd like to see more of. Give me ideas. This was viewer inspired, and she chose to remain anonymous, oddly enough, even though she is the universal. Her questions today about fraud and how we overcome it are completely and totally universal. I also urge you to check out Introverts at Work, which is coming up soon and fast. Brandcampblog.com/introvertsatwork. Grab a sample. There's a class coming up called Pay Me, Damn It, 7 Ways to Make Money Appear. And brandcampblog.com/introvertsatwork/sample. I'll send you those class details. And I will see you next week, my not even close to fraudulent friend.